The point is that when you avoid signing the form, then you can get your visa. This is the proposition. So if you can avoid the form without making any wrong declaration and get a permit for Hajj, so far there is nothing wrong. But if there you do not say your prayers with them behind their mullahs, or do not behave in the Pakistani mullahs way, and somebody picks you out as an Ahmadi, and not only that, sometimes the Ahmadis are picked out just by their gentlemanliness, their conduct, you know, their bearing, everything speaks loudly about their being Ahmadis. So there are some Maulvis who immediately will pick out an Ahmadi and they report the matter. Now, what will happen to you there? The moment you are caught as such, the responsibility will be shifted from the embassy to your shoulders. And they will say that you had cheated the embassy, and because you had cheated, so you should be penalized for that. So you will stand a risk of penalization, that's all. But no lies involved so far. But if you have to tell lies before you get a visa, that is prohibited. That Hajj will not be no Hajj at all. Any Hajj performed with the help of a lie is no Hajj, because lies and Hajj don't go together.